neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Extremely wealthy, as we read the portion in fast days and day of Ta'anit, in Parshat Ki Tisa, it says, Pesod Lecha. What does Pesod Lecha mean? Pesod means to carve. And we have pesel, it's carving, engraved. So now here, Midrash explains that the second Luchot was carved by Moshe ben Alav Shalom. So Hashem said, the extra you keep. Because when you carve, especially if you carve deep, and especially you carve diamond, so all the extra stuff, Hashem said, you pesel for you. So now Midrash is a very interesting thing. As you know, what does pasul mean? Pasul, yeah, no good. No. It says pasul, pasule, right? Lifsol. Midrash is a very interesting thing. It says the depth of this midrash is very powerful message, and it is, Hadi Moshe ben Alav Shalom became very wealthy,
from the carving, whatever remains there.
No, that was one part. Now the depth of it. Uh-huh. So that we covered. So now the depth of here, the midrash explains, Moshe ben Alav Shalom had the expertise to carve the character deficit of the people. The pesol lecha, it goes on people, not on the dime.
It takes expertise. Pesol lecha.
Yeah, I know, it took me all night to understand it.
All the people are not good for you.
John?
All the people is not good for you?
No, it means that pesol lecha, I give you maybe a story, then maybe it will make sense. Happened to be, there was a dialogue between two people. One said, you know what the headache guy went through? So what happened? He said, I hired the worker. All day he sits and plays on the computer. Now, we go to the court, it's a big headache, he calls me. Lawsuit, this and that. So the other one said, your rabbi have to take you to the court every day. And so what happened? See, when you have a worker, you expect him to
work.
But when you go somewhere else, do you have the same mentality?
No.
Why? When you hire a worker, say he has to work for me. But you come here, so I expect you to work too. But you don't work, you play around. Understand? Mm-hmm.
I look so you understand what's happening.
Yeah.
It's too deep?
It's very deep.
It's very deep.
How come your expectation is only for your own employee, but you don't feel that you're responsible in other domain, that you have to do your responsibility, but you don't?
I feel you are slave of Hashem yet, that's why.
No, I'm not talking about Beit Knesset, not Beit Knesset.
Hashem made us.
No, but it's not manteri.
But on the worker side, you pay for that service, and if those services are not being provided, then what are you paying for? In other items, I'm not getting paid from anyone.
You are. Of course you are. Because if you're here and you behave, you get paid in Shamayim.
Yeah, that's it.
Of course you are. No, but it's a lack of responsibility. Why? Because you only have expectation because you're benefited. But then you say, no, this is my place, I do whatever I want. You understand? And it's very sad. Why? How come you get aggravated, you get angry at your worker, because I hire them, I pay them, I expect them to work, but you don't do the same thing. You understand? Why is it like this?
But we don't feel having authority on top of us.
I'm sorry?
You do not feel that we have authority on top of us.
That's no, we are careless. Why? It's not that there is no authority. There is authority, but you don't take it seriously. You make a joke out of it. Has
for shalom. Because we don't see it,
Kolera. I'm sorry?
Because we don't see it.
Yeah, that's what he mentioned. But here, the mentality... the mentality is very destructive, because you get angry, you say, I hired a worker, it gives me a headache. You're doing the same thing, exactly the same thing, but you don't realize. Now, back to Pesol Lecha. Pesol Lecha, here you see. You still thinking about it? You got it?
I'm trying to work on it.
Yeah. So now here, it's very interesting. Like before, usually right before the school starts, then the school sends...
list up things for the school.
Supplies, yeah. So now, what do they ask to bring?
What
do they ask to bring from school?
Things that will help to do the...
Like what?
Yeah, like
what?
Pencil, paper,
razor.
What kind of pen? What kind of pen? What kind of pen? Hot nevis, what kind?
Erasable.
Good. What kind of eraser? That works. What kind of pencil?
Works.
That writes.
No.
Black.
No.
Number two.
No.
Well, no, that's number two is pencil.
Yeah, that's reason.
You don't know? So let me tell you. You have to bring sharpened pencil. You cannot sharpen the pencil in the classroom. Why? Why? Because you disturb the classroom. You cannot go in the sharpener. You have to come prepared. No, it only makes sense. People do tefillah. How do they tefillah? They have a sidur, no? Yeah? So how do you do your tefillah?
You should read it off the sidur.
Yeah? So now you finish one page. What do you do now? What do you do?
Turn the page.
How do you turn the page?
Slow and light will be not noisy.
You threw the page like this? Huh?
Make so much noise.
Why?
So everybody knows I turned the page.
Huh?
So everybody knows I turned the
page. No, then... what's the... this is not tefillah. But you're not blowing the shofar. And not only that, not only that, you see people, they wet their finger and then they grab the page. You know what's going to happen to your sidur? It's not the cover of yourself or your sidur.
Oh, no, this is my sidur.
I understand.
We become one together.
I understand. But the point of the matter here is, your sidur is not your pillow. One thing. That one thing. What does it mean? What does it mean that, see, here, the depth of the mirage as follows. First of all, you cannot be selfish. Whatever that you expect from other people, you have to do the same thing. Your work makes you a trouble. Don't make trouble for other people. He plays, don't play. You as authority, wherever you are, you want your worker, come prepared. How do you go to wedding? You change your suit over there or at home?
Chazaka
Baruch. You ever seen anybody change his suits in the wedding? Huh? No. It goes without saying. Why? Because this shows that you have a little bit of value for other people. That's all. But if every one of us do things and whatever we want, whenever we want, so that means, oh, what do I care? What does it matter? But that's not how it works. It makes you a different person. Why? Because when you turn your page, because you know there's somebody next to me and he's gonna be bothered when I do shalap shulup. But the book, the sefer is not to, you know, make noise. It takes such a awareness, you know, there's somebody there, he's trying to do whatever that he's supposed to do. So I have to respect him. That's what the Pesol Lecha means. That's what the Ashirut comes, the wealth comes. Why? Because we're here to make place pleasant for everybody. Either that's your home, that's your work, your neighborhood. That's the responsibility that we have. And that's what you have to be worked on. And it takes, you know, lots of
practice,
realization, you know, my action, how it's gonna affect other people, impact other people. Every little thing, it counts.
Koilani shomote, halel koheleluko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.